I would like to welcome you to another week of broadcasting the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ straight from the Word of God, without holding back, without trying to appease anyone or any denomination or appease any group of religious people. I simply preach what God's Word says as we find it in God's Word. And I do thank the Lord for that opportunity and that privilege of preaching His Word. What a tremendous calling it is to preach the Word of God. And I thank God for that today. And I ask your continued prayers for me and for this ministry as we continue to try to proclaim the eternal truths of the Word of God. We have been studying, preaching from the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John is the salvation book in the Bible. It's the book in the Bible that emphasizes Jesus as the Son of God, and that only through Jesus Christ you can be saved. And what a joy it's been thus far as we've gone through these verses to magnify the Lord Jesus Christ and to make Him known that He is the Savior and that He is God in the flesh and that He can save through His sacrificial death on Calvary, the shedding of His precious blood that we might have an atonement for our sins. Last week we were in chapter 13, and we got down to verse 34, where we have the commandment that we are to love one another. That's the saints of God loving one another. The Lord knew that there would be occasions when Christians would get out with one another. He knew there would be occasions when Christians would not be getting along in the church, and so He gives the commandment that we are to love one another as I have loved you, and that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you love one to another, if you have love one to another. So you see, the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that we are in the flesh, knowing that we have not gotten rid of the old sinful nature, that there will be differences of opinion, and there will be times when Christians do not actually love one another as they ought to. Praise God, one of these days when we get rid of this old body of flesh, get rid of this old sinful nature that lives within us, we are raptured out and resurrected out and get our new body and we were with Christ forever and forever, we will not have that jealousy and hatred and envy and strife that we find so prevalent today in these old bodies in which we live. But as of right now, we are told that we are to overcome that. We are to override that. And we are to love one another. And then we have the encounter here following in this chapter with the Apostle Peter. He says in verse 36, Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? And Jesus answered him, Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now. Now you're going to follow me, but not right now. He said, But thou shalt follow me afterward. In other words, Jesus said, I'm going to the cross to him. You know, he's making it plain to Peter, you can't follow me now. I'm going to the cross. I'm going to give my life a ransom. You can't follow me now. And whether I'm going, when I finish the work of redemption, back to heaven, when I go back and sit down at the right hand of God the Father, you can't follow me now, but he said, you will follow me afterwards. Then Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? Peter was a very, very outspoken man, but Peter was a man that loved God. He was a man that loved the Lord Jesus Christ. He was a man that was willing to go all the way, and he certainly wanted to go all the way, and he expressed himself as willing to go all the way. Now, of course, he weakened, as we'll find out right here in these verses, but at this time, he was willing even to die for him. I will lay down my life for thy sake. I wonder how many of us today would be willing to do that. I wonder how many listening to me today would be willing to lay down your life, lay it down, just be absolutely be shot or killed for your testimony, for the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Peter said he would be. I think he meant it. I really think he meant it. I don't think he was making a sham. I don't think he was trying to get in with the Lord Jesus Christ above the other disciples. I think he actually meant it with all of his heart. And I've seen others who have made statements such as this, who have said, I'm going with Christ all the way. And then when the temptation gets strong, whenever the pressure becomes very, very strong on them, then they fall by the wayside and fail as Peter did. Jesus answered, Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? That's a question. Verily, verily, I say unto you, or to thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me three times. So Jesus gives the prophecy that Peter will deny him three times. And as we continue to read here in the Gospel of John and in the other Gospels, we find that Peter did deny the Lord three times, saying that I do not know him. Even one time cursing and saying I do not know him. Now that ought to give us warning today. That ought to give us a little bit of a warning. In fact, a lot of warning. That ought to stir us up a little bit. If a man like Peter, who was willing to just leave everything and follow Jesus, and had in his heart a willingness to even die for him, something that most of us have never had, if he can fail, if he can fall, if he can backslide, I'll use that expression, if he can get out of fellowship with God, if he can deny the Lord, then certainly it's possible for you and for me to deny the Lord. So let's don't just pop our head up real high and say, we're going to be faithful, we're not going to fall. But let's be careful that we trust the Lord Jesus Christ day by day to help us overcome the temptations and help us to look to the Lord Jesus Christ and find the way out of the temptations and not fail. Now, we don't have to. We've got a way out. Jesus has provided for us a way out. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. So we've got a way out. We've got the promise that we can stand the temptation and the trial. Let's don't do like Peter. Oh, yes, let's make our vows and say we'll do our best. We'll try to follow you. We'll go with you all the way. But then whenever we come down to the trial, let's don't fail like Peter did. We don't have to. We don't have to deny the Lord. We can stand firm. We can stand true. If I know my heart today, that's exactly what I wish to do. Stand true and firm on the Word of God and for the Lord Jesus Christ, whatever the circumstances might be. And we're living now in a day when I believe if the Lord does not come for his saints soon, we're going to see much, much more persecution than we're seeing right now. There are spots of persecution in the world where men have to go underground in order to serve God, or they're killed if they find out, others find out that they're serving Jesus Christ. But it's not happening in some countries. But it could, and it may, before Jesus comes again. So make up your mind right now that you're going to serve him, that you're going to take his way out, that you're going to be what God wants you to be. And oh, what a joy it'll be to be totally, completely surrendered to him.